Y94's Secret Sound still up for grabs. Next chance to guess today, 11:10 and 12:10. You guess it first, you get $1,000. Then we'll go on to Secret Sound number 2. 5 sounds, $5,000. I think we get into next week. Somewhere in there, we'll probably start giving some hints. I don't really know. I feel like it'll just feel right at some point.
Right? I mean, and then people also are going to have the, all the previous guests are at Y94.com. So before you guess, you can go there and look, and we have them post it before you can make that next guess, which is going to be with Mandy Morgan later today.
I say just now, go look at the guesses and listen to the sound.
You listen to it a couple of times. We play it for some people, debate about it, look at the guesses. At this point, we have not given any hints. So if you're reading into something that's been said, it's not intentional. There's no hints as far as I know. As we slide into something we call Unfriended. Now you got this pal in your life, this friend, this acquaintance, and then you go to talk to them on social media and gasp. You discover that you're no longer connected on social media. You want to know why. What was the thing that you posted, said, you did, that got you unfriended? That's where we come in. And today we got Lacey wondering why she's been unfriended. Lacey, good morning. What's going on?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, Becca and I have been friends for a long time. You know, like since high school, we've been friends. But we don't see each other that often, you know, because we both have very busy lives. But we still manage to stay in touch. We talk every couple of months on the phone, or maybe we'll meet up for drinks. But I haven't heard from her in a while. So the other day, she popped into my head. So I went on Facebook to see what she was up to. And I noticed that it said, add friend. So we're not even friends anymore. So, like, I was a little confused because I said, wait a minute, we are friends on Facebook, so this doesn't make any sense. But maybe it was like a computer glitch. So I decided to go to her Instagram account, and it said I had been blocked. So, like, I'm really hurt. I don't understand. We've never had any kind of fight, any words between us. So I'm really confused. I don't know what happened. I don't know what to say. I just feel really hurt.
And do you have any idea, like, what could have happened? Like, do you have any idea why, like, randomly, all of a sudden, you'd just be cut off or no? Like, you guys in fight or anything?
To be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea. Because every time we talk, it's always been pleasant. We've never had a bad word between us. So it's just making no sense to me. I just feel really hurt because I can't imagine. I'm racking my brains trying to figure out if there was something that I could have said that offended her, but nothing, absolutely nothing. So I'm completely dumbfounded. I don't know.
What about, like, forget her birthday or something like that? Because I, believe me, I've unfriended people for not telling me happy birthday.
No, you know what? No, because her birthday was months prior, and we actually went out for drinks with a bunch of friends on her birthday. So I'm really completely confused. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know.
Well, we got her contact info from you when we were emailing back and forth the other day. And just so you're wondering, we didn't unfriend you. But we'll get to the bottom here in a song or two what happened there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's unfriended. We'll talk to Beck after Sugar Ray every morning. Flush the format Friday, Y94. It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station in the middle of Unfriended. Chatting with Lacey, and she's trying to figure out, like, why did my friend Becca just deuce me on social media? Trying to figure that out. So we got Becca. Becca here is okay.
Yeah, all right, definitely.
So the segment that we wanted to talk to you about, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes here, it's called Unfriended. And we're talking this morning with your friend Lacey. Would you call her a friend? Because we got her on right now, and she knows you guys aren't friend on Facebook, and she's wondering what the heck's going on.
Yeah. Becca, what happened? I don't understand. Like, why would you unfriend me? It doesn't make any sense. It's very hurtful. Okay. I don't understand what I ever did to you.
Okay, well, like, I know it's probably really petty, and like, I can add you right now on Facebook. Like, I can add you back, or you can add me, and I'll accept it, like, but the gym photos have been really bothering me.
The gym photos? But,
yeah,
Becca, like, that's why you unfriended me. Because of my gym photos? Becca, you know, I work out. I work hard to look like this, and I'm proud of the way I look. So I post pictures. I don't understand why that would really bother you. I mean, people post pictures of what they're eating for lunch and what they buy at the fast food place.
Yeah, I get that. But, like, okay, here's the thing. It's not like I'm constantly eating fast. We're like living a crazy and healthy lifestyle, and that's whatever. But there's something super off-putting for me when every single post I see from somebody on social media is them either being at the gym or working out or posing in like a sports bra and leggings. Like, I'm happy for you that you're in shape and you're obviously putting in a lot of effort, but that is literally all you post. And I can only see someone's butt and boobs on social media so many times.
You know, Becca, you know, I'm happy to know that that's what's bothering you, but I have to tell you that I really missed you as a friend. And I feel really bad saying this, but I'm not going to change what I'm posting. You know, if other people can post crazy photographs of the coffee that they're drinking and what they had for lunch and the hamburgers that they buy at the fast food place, I can post pictures of myself working out. I'm proud of the way I look.
Okay, but, like, that's great and everything, and I'm happy for you. It's just, it's literally all you post, and after a while, like I said, it's all I'm seeing on my feed that gets a little exhausting.
Becca, you know you can just, like, hide them, right? Because I have some people in my feed that I just hide, too, but I keep them as friends.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, like, I'm happy to, like, refriend and all of that, and I'm embarrassed. I'm sure that what I did was kind of rash and over the top. It was just kind of a moment and I when I did all of that. And I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, Lacey. I promise I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, but I feel like there's kind of a difference between like confidence and showing off. So
I didn't think I was really showing off, to be honest with you. I didn't think I was.
I'm so happy you love your body. It's just that's what it felt like.
Well, that's not how it meant to be. It's just that I was proud of the way I look, and I've been working really hard to look like this. And I see other people doing it as well.
Well, on the bright side, Lacey, we have some idea what happened there, and at least now you know why you guys had this, you know, digital falling out. It sounds like you guys could get reconnected. I kind of get the impression Becca's not going to be following some of these gym photos, which is, that's fine, right? Maybe if she doesn't want to see it, she doesn't want to see it.
Yeah, I guess so. It just makes me feel a little uncomfortable now that she feels that way. But I'll add her again. But I feel like this is probably a sign that we're like different places in our life.
You guys want to do like
feel that way?
You want to do a girls' night thing together? We got a bunch of tickets here to it's the girls' night out mail review thing. Where's this happening?
It's like the Thunder Down Under type
basically,
of thing. Yeah.
So we got a bunch of tickets to that if you want to go.
Zero.
I don't know. That's up to you there, Becca. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, I really do still want to stay friends. Like I said, I know that what I did was kind of rash and in the moment. So I don't want to lose you as a friend either.
I don't want to lose you either.
Girls Night Out, the show, the windbreak next Wednesday.
That's what I was going to say. Sounds like it's a night out.
Got tickets for you.
Okay, maybe we should go and we'll talk it out. How's that?
You post pictures of these guys without their shirt on instead of yourself.
She's wearing a shirt in the photos. Come on.
Okay. All right, I'm in. How about you, Becca?
I'm in.
All right, hang on, line, guys. We get y'all squared away. Unfriended, everybody. It stinks to have drama with your friend. What is like your current friend drama? We'll use kind of them to springboard into that. 237, it's if you have some friend drama in your life. Everlast is on. I've all seen a man at the liquor store begging for your chain. Playhouse Y94 just did Unfriended on this Flush the Format Friday with Lacey and Becca trying to figure out what was going on between them, and it was a social media problem. Becca didn't like all Lacey's gym pics, but it sucks when you have drama in your friendship. Sometimes that hurts more than like even drama with a significant other, right? Because this is your friend, that's your pal, that's your bud. What is the drama in your friendship right now?
One of my buddies, man, he is like a borderline alcoholic, and it's getting so bad we can't even invite him over for anything. He was over last Monday for Monday Night Football. He got trashed, basically threw up all over the place. My wife flipped out. It's nonsense, craziness.
Wait, almost, do you like suggest that he needs to go get some help?
We're trying, but he doesn't believe he needs it.
I have a funny feeling he might not be welcome in your home if he doesn't do something.
That's what I keep saying.
Yeah, that's tough, too, because now that's like it's affecting your relationship if you keep bringing this guy back around, right?
You're right, because then the wife is going to be like, really, does your buddy need to come over? Because I don't feel like having to clean up after him.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I wouldn't. Like, why would you even want to be around it? You have to be like, listen, you need to get help if you want to keep staying friends.
Absolutely. You ever have drama in your friendship that really sucks, either you two?
I mean, I feel like there's always friendship drama.
There's always friendship.
I'm still mad at everybody who didn't show up to my birthday party.
Hey, I was on that list.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the good list.
You know who's not?
I don't remember being invited to a birthday party.
What?
Was I invited to a birthday party?
Yes. Everyone was invited.
I think so.
Are you sure? Or do you just like go like, I just assume people will show up to celebrate me?
No, because I remember, I don't know if you mentioned it, so I know you were invited though. I know Mandy Morgan was...
She was invited because I saw her the day of when I was buying balloons.
And she was buying balloons for you for the office though because she couldn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all I know is I was there, Amy Kay. Love you.
No, I'm not mad at you. There's other friends that I thought I was like good girlfriends that didn't show up.
Well, like I celebrate you every day.
That's true. Thank you.
So
that's how it should be.
More people that close
should be like that.
We've seen some texts and friendship drama.
Yeah, somebody said, my friend accused me that I never text or call him, but when I do, he doesn't answer. Now comes the funny part. He doesn't even text me first. Another person said, yeah, we got into an argument last weekend. They lied and said the Halloween party was canceled, then went to said party without me. I get it. You're so cool.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I don't know. I have my best friend from like high school. All of a sudden, he's got this job and he's so busy all the time, so busy. And then he's got kids too, and they're all in activities because they're older now. So he's just all over the place doing that on top of working like 90 hours a week. But then like he always tries to do that too. Like, dude, you never call me anymore. It's like, bro, whenever I call you, you don't answer. Plus, now that I'm like waking up super early, I'm in bed probably by the time he does. So like our times are like, you know, conflict with each other. But there's always that friend that's like, you don't call me. You don't ever try to reach out. It's like, my guy, you know dang well I tried texting you and calling you. You never reply.
I tried to love on you, my friend. And your friendship drama, hello.
I'm a little annoyed because my best girlfriend totally bought another friend of ours tickets to Disneyland. And
jeez.
Like... I mean, it's just weird. How I just feel a little a certain way about it because I'm always buying her like presents, like gifts, you know, for her daughter, for herself, for her birthday and all this stuff. And I don't get a lot coming back in my direction, but now she's springing for Disneyland tickets.
That is it's a pretty excessive gift, I suppose. Maybe that person had like, said they always wanted to go to Disney. Like, did you drop a hint like that? Or,
yeah, I mean, I love her though. I mean, she's like, we're really good friends. I think I'm just gonna lay low.
I mean, if you get a friend that can afford that, I think you stop being like, man, I sure wish I had a snowmobile.
Yeah, oh, that I need new tires for my car.
That'd be nice.
And it's like holidays are coming up, start dropping those hints.
It would be a great Christmas present to get some tickets to Disneyland, like you gave our other friend. Any other friendship drama texts?
Someone said, my friend got mad at me when I tried telling her that her boyfriend, who was in a relationship when they first hooked up, had been hitting on me. Naturally, she tried hooking up with my fiance while I was on vacation in Florida as revenge for, quote, ruining her relationship with jealous lies.
Oh, okay.
She sounds crazy. Good thing you got her out of your life.
A celebrity sizzler in a couple of minutes on this Flush the Format Friday, including Kanye West, obviously been in the news a lot lately, but he's figured out the solution to all his problems. It's a one-month-long solution. What that is in the sizzler momentarily. First on this Flush Format Friday, Timbaland, Give It To Me, 194, 843 in the morning. Playhouse in the morning, 194, 848 in the morning.
The Celebrity Sizzler.
Obviously, Kanye West has been in the news quite a bit the past couple of weeks, and he's been doing some crazy stuff and losing some money. Well, he's finally ready to make a change, and to fix himself, he's going to basically just go off the grid for about a month. In fact, he's not going to speak. He's not going to drink any booze. He's not going to watch any adult content. He's not going to have any lovin' for a whole month. And he thinks that when he does this, it's going to help him really refine himself. Now, this isn't the first time that Kanye's done something like this. You might remember him like going off into the woods and like retreating for a strange amount of time at one point. Like every once in a while when Kanye has like a public fallout, he just sort of vanishes for a while. And I mean, sure enough, the guy usually comes back, probably a better version of himself. Now, he's lost millions and millions of dollars after this one, so hopefully he can figure out how he's going to fix this while he's just off finding himself.
I wonder if he's going to have like a videographer follow him around. Like, it's almost like a 40 days, 40 nights.
A
right?
silent film?
Well,
I would watch it, to be honest with you. I would watch
it. He's not talking, right?
He's not talking to the... I bet he's not talking to the public, but I bet if you had a videographer, he should video it. Right? Have you ever seen 40 Days, 40 Nights where the guy tries not... Like, he goes, yeah. he goes celibate or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what Kanye's doing, and I don't know. I might watch that film.
I think he seems like he's, like, becoming a monk.
A little bit seems that way. A vow of silence kind of thing.
Yeah, he needs to do something, though.
Selena Gomez has her documentary, My Mind and Me, streaming today on Apple TV+. And it kind of talks about her life from 2016 to 2020. And she does talk about her relationship with Justin Bieber, her on and off again relationship. While his name only gets mentioned once, she says, I feel I'm haunted by my past relationship that no one wanted to let go of. But then I just moved past it and I wasn't afraid anymore. And she does talk about how her song Lose You to Love Me was her way of closing that chapter in her life. I feel, though, that she's saying no one wants to let go of it. She's the one who doesn't want to let go of it.
She's bringing it up all the time still.
Yes.
I mean, it would be tough because it was like Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Like, they were coming up. They were in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loved them. I know I loved them. They were one of my celebrity crushes.
Another couple of has-beens now.
Kind of, but not really. Yeah. I don't know. At the same time, yeah, I feel like she's the one who kept bringing it up.
It was her always.
Yeah. Well, Puff Daddy, Diddy, whatever you want to call him, or P. Diddy, I guess, was another one he went by, right?
Sean Padula-Combs.
Yeah, Sean Combs. Yeah, he had all of them. Well, it turns out Diddy, which is what he goes by now, is one of Elon Musk's investors into Twitter. Source says that the mogul ponied up $10 million towards the purchase. The insider says the reason Diddy invested into Twitter was to have a seat at the table and to represent. Now, the rumor is that he and other investors believe in what Elon Musk's vision is for the platform. And all I have to say is this. What did he pay? $44 billion for Twitter? And you ponied up $10 million. I tried to do the math on that and get like an actual percentage, and it was like 0.0002. Like, you don't even get a vote.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to be part of it, you got to put in a little bit more money.
$44 billion, you got to come up at least a billion, I would say, because that's 44 billionaires if you go that way.
What you do is you win that Powerball tonight. You call up Elon, say, can I get in on this?
Can I buy Diddy's share out? Is that what you could ask?
You could do that too.
You need a height share to sit at that table, I think.